This shiur is specifically a shiur / drasha al El Sheni l'sukkos, both in halacha and in agada. The second night of Sukkos is very special. It's the night we begin Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Nisach HaMayim. It's the night of Ishpizin Shel Yitzchak Avinu. We'll try to understand the significance of this night specifically in Halacha and Agada. The Gemara says in the Sukkah, and that Memvav Amalaf, O Selul of La'atzmo, O Meborach Shechiyonu, Kikimanu V'Yonu Lazman Hazeh. If you make a lulav, meaning you take the lulav and you tie together the minim, Meshechiyanu on the asiyas halulav. So then not lo lotzeis bo, so then subsequently when you can actually do the mitzvah, you make a bracha, shekadoshanu mitzvah sovetzivanu al netilas lulav. And the assumption, as we'll see, in the poskim, is that there's no requirement now to make another Shechiyonu because you made a Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaLulav. And then the Gemara says, Ta'usa Sukkah L'atzmo. In the Binyan HaSukkah, you make a bracha. Shaking the shadow of the source of the Sivano Leisha Basuka. And again, the assumption being, as we'll see in the Rishonim, that later on when you Nichtas Leisha Ba, you make Leisha Basuka, but there's no requirement of making another bracha of Shechiyonu because you made the Shechiyonu, the Mitzvah Sukka, beforehand. Tosfos says that, what do you mean you're not going to make another Shechiyonu, but aren't you going to make a Shechiyonu on the Yontif? So when you come into the Sukkah, you're going to make even if you made it then, you'll make another Shechiyonu on the Yontif. Table the Mevarach Shum Yontif. So he says that Shema came into Sukkah Machmas Kaka Asya Svaru Dzman Didafa Pishaberk Bechol Potterhu Af Bechag Dzman Ki Asi Machmas Moik Asi. The Tosa says that when you made the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, that's also going to pater the Shechiyonu from the Mitzvah Sukkah. And it also will pater the Shechiyonu from the Yontif. There's no requirement of a Shechiyonu at all, because you made a Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, and the Asiyas HaSukkah ties into the Yontif. And since you know, so therefore that one Shechiyonu you made before, you don't have to make again. In other words, so that Shechiyonu on the Asiyah suffices not only for the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, but also for the Yontif of Sukkos as well. Now, we know that on Yontif Sheni, we make a Shechiyonu. First night we make a Shechiyonu on the Yom, and the second night was a Sfeika of the Yom. Rosh Hashanah, there's a Safek, where we take the Pri Chodesh, etc. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Lulav and Shofar, so our minig is that we make Shechiyonu on Shofar the first day and on the second day. But when it comes to Lulav, we only make Shechiyonu on the first day. So why is that? The Chorer, just like we make a Shechiyonu on the Sveik of the Yom for the Yontif, so on the Mitzvah also. So the Rosh explains, he quotes,
that since there's a din of making shechiyanu on the asiyah of a sukkah or a lulav, and the asiyah could be during the weekday, so, and that patters, so even if you want to tell me that what's the reason why that we should make a shechiyanu on the lulav for the second day, because maybe the second day was really what? The first day. And the first day really wasn't yontif. But even if it wasn't, it's lo gar mishas asiyah. So if you made it on the asiyah, it would be good. So the first day, even though one could tie it like some Rishonim do, that it's nishtahir and nishtahin, because it's not the asiyah, and it's not the Zman Kiyam, but the Rishonim assume it's lo gar. Lo gar mishas asiyah. But by shofar, the poskim assume there's no asiyah. Some explain because you have one shofar for many years, so it's not an asiyah that you do mishona l'shana. So there's no din of shas asiyah. So therefore, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah wasn't Rosh Hashanah, based on the sveika, so then you have to make on the mitzvah the second time, because there's no asiyah is hashofar, so you can't say lo gar mishas asiyah. So the Kolbo asks the Kasha. He says, if that be the case, Yesholim, Lamam Varchim Shachriyanu Klau, Bilel Shenu. So why do we ever make Shachriyanu on the second night of Sukkot? Because why don't we say, in other words, we make a Shachriyanu on the Yom. So why do we make a Shachriyanu on the second night of Sukkot? Because why, maybe the first night really wasn't Sukkot. But if the first night wasn't Sukkot, so it was a weekday, so you should say the same svara, l'gar mishas asiyah, and we know we do. So he has a question, and he says, well, maybe over here it's different because he made it specifically on the first day. In Gora Gora Mishum Dichiburach Melal Rishon Iskanen Hu Shayom Hu Iker Mitzvah So Vashem Eino Ad Lamachar Kach Tzorech Levarcho Melal Sheni. So he gives some teretz, but so the Eliyahu Rabba says that maybe in a Hanami, maybe we should take a pre chadash on the second day of Sukkot. Maybe it should be a suffix. The Pashup Shot is, like some say, the Pashup Shot is that only the Shechiyonu of Lulav works for Lulav. So if you made a Shechiyonu the first day of Sukkot, and it really wasn't Sukkot, it'll still count for the Shechiyonu of the second day. But over here, what are we doing? We're making a Shechiyonu on... So here we're making a Shechiyonu on the first day. So if it's a Shechiyonu on the first day, and the first day is not Yontif, so then it's not going to help. Because if you're making a Shechiyonu on the Lulav, then you could say Logar Mishas Asiyah. But in other words, it's only, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, this is only according to Tosas Shita, that the Shechiyonu of Lulav could count. The Shechiyonu from the Asiyah could count for the Yontif as well. But who says that maybe the Shechiyonu of the Asiyah can't count? So the Mela comes out that if you made a Shechiyonu on the first day, so if it wasn't Yontif, so it's not going to count. You don't say it's the only time you say Logara Mishas Asiya is a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah. But this Shechiyonu is on the Yom, so the Shechiyonu on the Yom is not going to count for the Asiya. Okay, so but he says that Taka we should take a Prichadash. We should take a Prichadash and to be Yotzei the Safik. But Minig in Klal Yisrael is not to take a Prichadash on the second day of Sukkos. So perhaps we could say Pshat al Derech Hadrush to explain this, that we don't say a Shechiyonu, or that we do say a Shechiyonu even without taking a Prichadash. The Mishnah in Sukkah discusses the first Mishnah whether Sukkah could be Lamala Me'esrim Amma or not. And Sukkah Lamala Gavo Me'esrim Amma, Rabbi Yehuda's Psula, Tanakhama says, and Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir. And the Gemara explains later on in Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara explains that Sukkah is Diras Arai. That's the opinion of Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says Sukkah is Diras Keva. So if Sukkah is Diras Keva, so Mamela, it could be Lamala Mechafama. But Hanakama holds the Diras Arai. So Bechlal, one has to be Mayim. What does it mean, Sukkah is Diras Keva? Bechlal, Sukkah is only for 7 days. So how is it a Diras Keva, according to Rabbi Yehuda? And then, the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Yud discusses whether the Chiv Mezuzah on Sukkah, the whole pilpul there. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that Sukkah is a Chag B'Chag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sukkah is a Diras Keva, it's Chayiv in Mezuzah. And according to Chachamim, it's Pater of Mezuzah. So again, same question is raised. What is, we'll see, what does it mean it's a Diras Keva? How can anyone say it's a Diras Keva? It's only 7 days. Everyone should agree that's a Diras Arai. So the Gvur Sarif and the Shagis Aryeh in Maseches Yuma says the following. The Gemara says in Yuma and Davyu that all the Lishkos in the Mikdash were Potter V'Mezuzah except for the Lishkos Parhedrin, that the Kohen Gadol would stay there 7 days before Yom Kippur. So the question the Shagis Aryeh raises is again, it's a Diras Arai, it should be Potter V'Mezuzah. So the Shagis Aryeh says the Yisod, that if the Torah, if there's a Chiv to be in a certain place, so even though it's 7 days, but since there's a mitzvah to be there, so Mamela, that makes it into a Diras Keva. Because the fact that the Torah or the Chazal mandate you to be there, that makes it into, that gives it a Chashivus. That makes it a Diras Keva. And Mamela, in the Sefer Divrei Mordechai, on page 9 and 10, he explains that that's the pshat why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkah is a Diras Keva, based on the Shagis Aryeh. But since there's a chiv to sit in the Sukkah 7 days, so only 7 days, but the Torah is machshiv these 7 days, so the Torah gives it a chashivus, so mamela, it's nechshav lekeva. And that's how the Divrei Mordechai explains, based on the Gvura Sarif. The Shagis Aryeh as well says Pshat in another halacha that we have in Hilchas Sukkah. Namely, the following: we know that there's a gzeira shava of tesvav, that we that there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah the first night, the first two nights, chutz la'aretz, just like there's a chiv be'eretz tachlis matzis. So the Rishonim ask a kasha: why do we need a special drasha? Of course, you have to eat in the sukkah because there's a chova to eat the sudas yantif. So Mamela, if there's a chova to eat sudas yantif, so of course you can eat it in the sukkah. So why do you have to have a gzeira shava from tezvav? That's the Ran's question on page 12. So he says, the chiddush of the Torah, he by Pesach, the chiyuv is, the chiddush is that you have to eat a certain type of matzah. Because it would have only been al tzudas yantif, you could eat matzah shalol lishma, without matzah shira, perhaps. So the chiddush over here is the following: that al tzudas yantif, so you wouldn't have had to necessarily eat a shear of yoser mikabetza of matzah, of lechem. Because maybe you could eat a shear of kibetza. Beitza is still considered achilas arai. So you could have eaten it chutz l'sukkah if it was only on the din of sudas yant. So comes the din of tesvav, and says, no, you have to eat it. You have to eat yoser mikabetza. Because to be, in other words, so, and Yosef Mikibetza is a chiv that's already considered a kvias, and therefore you have to eat Yosef Mikibetza, and Yosef Mikibetza has to be in the sukkah. But then the Ran gives another teretz and says maybe the chiddush is that the first night you have to eat even if it's Yardu Gushamim. And that's the chiddush. That in a chanami, b'tzad, sudas yantif, you would have had to eat anyway in the sukkah. But maybe you have the p'tur of gshamim. Comes tezvav, and says you don't have the p'tur of gshamim. But then the Ran says no. That ken zayin, the first night, all you have to eat is a kazayis of challah, kazayis of bread. But kezayis l'kulei alma is achilas harai. Kezayis can be eaten even chutz l'sukkah. So how can that be the what? The shear that we mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah, if that's something that's achilas harai that we can eat chutz l'sukkah. So to that, the Ran says, because since the Torah makes it a chov, that gives it a kosov kovo chova. So that gives it a certain chashivas. It gives it a kvius. The Torah gave it a chova. So even though it's a kazayis, the chilas arai, you can eat chutz l'sukkah, but the Torah's matzava of this kazayis. So that becomes a kvius. And you can eat it even in the, and you have, therefore you have to eat it in the sukkah. The same idea. Just like according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah's matzava to sit masukas teishu shivas yomim, that makes it a mokum kvius. Some disagree. It says Chol HaPachas, it's still only 7 days, so therefore it's only considered a roi. This same svar is brought down in the poskim as well in the Tur. The Tur says a chiddush that on the first night of Sukkos, so we know we have to eat in the sukkah, but could you eat chutz l'sukkah also? You should have the same, as long as I'm going to eat a certain time in the sukkah, I should be able to eat chutz l'sukkah as well, achilas haroi. So the Torah writes, the first night, you have to, if you eat a kezayis, It has to be in the sukkah. Even though Kazayis, I can eat chutz l'sukkah, but the first night Kazayis has a chashivas. That's what he writes. Meaning, she'achol b'kazayis dog and yotza achol gav the shir achilu below sukkah, he kibetz a shani lel rishon shuchovot fei v'achilu boi lemechel el kazayis also lochlo chutz l'lo. Yotcha yotze banam idei chova sukkah. This is a chova to eat in the sukkah, and the Minchas Chinuch writes. He says, but it could be that once you ate your kazayis in the sukkah the first night, then maybe there's no issur to eat technically kazayis chutz l'sukkah. I mean, the Maisa, the Mishavur says, you know, bizmanazet, it's easy to get yosem kibetzah, so might as well eat yosem kibetzah in the sukkah. But technically speaking, the ikar din is only a kazayis, and it's the same yisod. The so being that whenever the Torah's mitzvah something, so that gives it a kviyas. And therefore, kazayis is the sheer me'ikar adin of the chova of the first night or the first two nights. And it's also the isser to eat chutz l'sukkah is the kazayis on the first night or the first two nights. Which normally during the week, if you eat a kazayis, even of pas mikra din, is considered achilas aroi, and it can be eaten chutz l'sukkah. So that is the yisod. It's interesting. The Bir Halacha gives a different teretz. The Bir Halacha says that al sudas yomtiv, that was the Ran's kasha. Why do we need a special din of Tesvav Tesvav? So Sudas Yontif, he says, because the din is that if a person sometimes he likes to eat more than he likes to fast rather than eating, so for him. Fasting is the tainuk, so on Shabbos he might be allowed to fast. That's all, right? But you can't do that the first night of Sukkah, so the first night of Pesach, because that's a mitzvah zachilo. So that's the nafkamina. For somebody who enjoys fasting more than he likes eating, the Torah still has to come in mitzvah, tesvav, tesvav, that this is a chovas zachilo. It's not so posher, because it could be, I think, Chasam Sofer as a tshuva, that maybe that's only by Shabbos, not by Yontif. Okay, so what's the yisod here? In both sides, the following. The Alshich says that the 7 days of Sukkot represent Yimei Shnoseinu Bahem Shivim Shana. It represents a man's lifetime. Hopefully, Rez Hashem should be longer, but that, as the Pasuk says, Yimei Shnoseinu Shivim Shana. Sukkot represents Olam Hazeh, which is an Olam Aroi. It's temporary. And he quotes as well the Alshich, and so says the Shem Shmuel, that the Sukkah, Shnaim Kil Chosom of Shlishus Afilu Tefach, that's the Tzura of the Oshei. Shnaim Kil Chosom, two. And the Gemara says in Menachas, Ki Beko Hashem Tzura Olomim, that was Baruch Hu built Olam Haba with a Yud, and Olam Hazeh with a Hei. Olam Hazeh is built with a Hei. So that represents the Sukkah. The Sukkah is more from Arai, it's Olam Hazeh. And it's to teach us that it's Olam Hazeh. And the key, what we have to do in Olam Hazeh, is do things of kviyas. When we do the mitzvahs of the Torah, so we're taking an aroidic world and we're doing things that are going to be malave us, the netzach tetzachim. And that's why a mitzvah you do in the sukkah, you eat that kazayis, it has a din keva. It has a din keva, even a little bit. It has a din keva. Because the point of this world, you just sit in the world and you eat and fresh, you're doing an aroidika thing in a aroidika world. The point of life is to do what? A kevadika thing in a right world. That's going to be belavos. And people spend their whole life doing aroidika things in an aroidika world. Oh. So what's the yesod of the second night of Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak tzchok li aso lokim lokim. Tzchok is lashat simcha. Chidor writes, has a yesod. We know that the end of Parshas Vaschanan, the Torah ends with two words. Hayom la'asosom. And Rashi quotes Chazal, Hayom la'asosom u'b'machar l'kabel schorim. Based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, Schar mitzvah b'hay al malekah. Right? So the kasha of all the Farshim ask, Parshas Vaschanan ends up Hayom la'asosom, Schar mitzvah b'hay al malekah. And then right after that, it says, V'hayayigiv tishmon, that if you listen to the mitzvahs Hashem, then you're going to get all this reward in this world. It's mamish soser one to the other. So a lot of different terutzim are given. So the Chidor says, Yesod, that even though schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, but if a person is over Hashem b'simcha, the simcha shal mitzvah, tachas hashavarad Hashem l'chem b'simcha, the simcha shal mitzvah, you get in this world, v'haya, Gemara says, loshen simcha. So the simcha shal mitzvah, because that's gonna carry us through this world. This world, so many tzar, but the simcha shal mitzvah, if you have simcha shal mitzvah, you're gonna get tzar in this world. And that's v'haya, loshen simcha, ekev tishmur. And that's the sort of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak is what? And that's what the Chidor writes in the Rosh Dovid. That he asked this kasha, and he says this teretz on the top of page 24. Vayah ikiv tishmon ein v'hayah loshem simcha. Yitzchak simcha shosom mach tismach v'tor v'mitzvos. Vayah loshem simcha, that you're going to get in this world. And that's what the Noam Elimelech writes in Parshas Vayeshev. The name Yisachar is Yesh Sachar. There will be reward, because he says, what do you mean there'll be reward in this world? B'dudoy b'ni. For dudoy b'ni. Dudoyim, well, Yidei Shalom says, a mitzvah b'simcha v'chedva. Dudoy b'ni loshon dodim. Dodim is love. Teva shal b'ni d'haynu ava v'simcha shal mitzvah. Schar schaticha b'dudoy b'ni al derech hadrash, normal Melech says, you can get schar for the ava, dodim, the sos dodim, is the simcha of ava in this world. So memela, that's why we start the simcha on the second night, is the zman of simchas beis ha-shoeva. It's the time of Yitzchak, and it's the explaining what the yontif is all about. The yontif is aroi, but we wait till Yitzchak, because Yitzchak lost in simcha, to show that simcha is something that we get in this world. We get schar for this world, and that's what the Elazar of Jikov says over here as well. But there's another thing that the Vilna Golem was mechadish, that we get schar in this world. And the Vilna Gaon says, in this world, we get schar, not for the mitzvah, the schar mitzvah b'hay al maleka, we get schar for the hachana la mitzvah. And sometimes you go away to a trip, so sometimes you're more excited about the packing and the excitement preparing than the trip itself. The hachana shal mitzvah. Where does the Vilna Gaon say this? The Vilna Gaon Parshas Vayera writes, Pasuk says in Hosea that Yikhayenu miyomayim, yom hashlishi yikimenu v'nechi elefonov. That Pasuk in Hosea, we get chiyas from 2 days, is quoted by the Akedah. It says the Vilna Gaon Yecheyenu Miyomayim means the first 2 days, meaning the first 2 days were the walking to the Akedah, the Achonu LaAkedah. Yecheyenu, we're going to get our Icha Chias from Yecheyenu Miyomayim, from the Chias of walking to the Akedah. Yom Ashlishi, Yikimenu v'Niechel Lefon of Losid Lovo. Yom Ashlishi was the man of the mitzvah. That's Yikimenu Lefon of Losid Lovo. And that, I believe, is pshat in V'Hoya Ekev Tishmon as well, because we know that Rashi says Ekev Tishmon is mitzvahs kalash Odom Dash Ba'Kevov, but the Rabbeinu B'chaya says Ekev Tishmon is the schar psis that you get walking to shul, walking to a mitzvah with your okev, with your heel. V'Hoya Ekev Tishmon. And that is what the pasuk is referring to, schar mitzvah b'hayam v'ikra. So says the Chidush Erim, we know the second night highlights this idea as well. Because the second night is Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the Chidush Erim says, why are we calling it Simchas Beis HaShoeva? The mitzvah is not the shaft of mayim. The mitzvah is what? The nisach ha-mayim o'gabei ha-mizbeach. What's the she'iva? You draw the water, that's the Hachanashal Mitzvah. That's the Hachanashal Mitzvah. And the Hachanashal Mitzvah is Ba'olam Hazeh. The Hachanashal Mitzvah, he gets Char Ba'olam Hazeh. And that's highlighted. Again, the second night is highlighting this notion of Char Ba'olam Hazeh, of Yitzchak, of Tzchok, of Simcha, that we get Tzchar Ba'olam Hazeh. So it highlights also Hachanashal Mitzvah. It's the beginning of that Yisod of the Hachanashal Mitzvah. But yet there's one other thing. The Lev Aryeh, the class of Achronim in Chulim, quotes the Tvua Shor, who says the following Yisod. He says the Tvua Shor, even though schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, but the schar you get from being purish from an avera, you get even b'olam hazeh. Why is that? Because if you eat chazer, you get malchus b'olam hazeh. So if you get punished for a lav in olam hazeh, so if you refrain, you should get schar b'olam hazeh also. So that's his yisod. So to assure. So the Lev Aryeh is moisif on the words of the Tvua Shor, he says, Gevald Gevort. He says, how come it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Kavosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael needed Zichuyos to go out. So he gave him two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Pesach and mitzvahs Milah. So what's the significance of those two mitzvahs? He could have given them two other mitzvahs. So it says that the Lev Aryeh, that even though schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, we said, for simcha shal mitzvah you get b'olam hazeh, for achonah shal mitzvah you get a b'olam hazeh, but the two mitzvahs, says the Lev Aryeh, that for the etzem mitzvah you get schar b'olam hazeh, and that's Pesach u'milah. Why? Because Pesach u'milah are the only two mitzvahs essay that there's an isakaris. That means that there's an onesh. It's not an onesh bezdin, but it's onesh b'dei shamayim ba'olam hazeh, the chas v'sholom nichrasu yomav ba'olam hazeh, for Pesach and milah. So if you get punished ba'olam hazeh, then what? You get schar ba'olam hazeh as well. And therefore, that's why Hashem needed to give them two mitzvahs that they're going to get schar ba'olam hazeh. But Rabosai, Pesach and milah is also a din in Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one, Nimo Lashmona. He's the first person that we find in Torah who eats the Korban Pesach. Have Shnei Gedaya Izim, the Pirkei Avos says, Echad the Pesach, Echad Lachagiga, when he has the Shnei Gedaya Izim in Parshas Toldos. So he's involved both in Pesach and Milah, because Yitzchak is teaching us how to live in Olam Hazeh. That if we want to live in Olam Hazeh, we need the Schuyos. In Olam Hazeh, the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the Achronah Shal Mitzvah. And ultimately, our tafkid in Olam Hazeh is, like we said, that it can be Arai, the Sukkah can be Arai, the Achila can be Arai, but if it's a mitzvah, then it gets Kiyim. And that's what we have to do. Like, just like the Rabbeinu Bachaya says, the minhag used to be that people were buried with the table they used to eat on. Why? Because that was the table that they would invite Arniyim. That's the table they would do chesed. So they make the coffin out of the table, because that's going to be malav them lenetzach nitzachim. This is an olam harai, and the point being, in the olam harai, if you just eat ice cream, you're doing a maisa harai, but olam harai. The point in the olam harai is to do things shel keva, is to do mitzvah, any mitzvah we do, even though schar lo lasilavo, that's clear, certain highlights for olam hazeh that are highlighted on this second night of the mitzvah, where the simcha is highlighted. On the second night, when we start the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on the second night, it's the night of Yitzchak Avinu, of Tzchok HaSoli V'chadi, Tzchok Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma, of Simcha, of Achana V'Shafte Mayim, of Pesach and Mila, of Yitzchak Avinu, is Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Ika. And Be'ezr Hashem, that should give us the strength to continue through the year of a life. Our life is a Mokom of Arai. It's a Mokom of Arai, and to be able to get through this Mokom of Arai for a long time, we should live long lives, but it's still Arai, and to make the Arai meaningful. And he wrote so, in Shiyokim Lanu Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sukkos David Hanafolos, that the Sukkah that's falling down, that has Arai, we should make Kvias. We should make a Keva. Sukkos David is the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zocher to the binyan by shlishi. The bayis rishon was aroi. The bayis sheni was aroi. But the bayis shlishi is going to be a binyan adayad. He rotson sheniska the binyan zu. And harachamon huyachim lanu as sukkas dovid hanofolas. The sukkas dovid that's fallen down should now become the third base of mikdash, which is going to be a binyan keva l'netzach nitzachim l'adayad. And now we can tie it in to what we just started off originally. Shechionu, the second night, is a suffix. But according to what we're saying, no, fakhet, the ikur Shechionu is the second night. Because what is Shechionu? We're making a bracha on we're living in Olam Hazeh. And with the opportunity to mekayim mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. And Shechionu is a bracha that you say on Simcha. And that's the ikur Shechionu, is the second night. But we're saying Shechionu on the mitzvah of the Yontif of Sukkos, which is showing that we have Simcha in Olam Hazeh, and that's what's going to carry us through Olam Hazeh. So even though it's a suffix in Halacha maybe, but Avada, Halpi Hashkafa, Shechionu Vikimanu Vigyonu Lazman Hazeh, is the time when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're alive to be able to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Lulav HaYavesh, the Yerushalmi says, Pasol HaMesim Yaluluka, that we get our Simcha, Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and that's the second night of Sukkos, of Simcha, of Chachan L'Mitzvah, of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Mushpizin of Yitzchak, Tzchok HaSoli, V'Chadi, and it's the Zman that we can fully say, Shechionu, V'Kimonu, V'Giyonu, L'Zman HaZeh, with a full brand and full Simcha, how suited is it for the second night of Sukkos.